the housing market of this country, particularly in Texas, has just been red hot. But you know it's got to slow down at some point. But there's a new survey from Homes USA that says total new home sales statewide is still strong. And it hasn't eased very much, at least didn't during the summer months at all. The survey is put together by Ben Cavaletto, who's founder and CEO of Homes USA. And, you know, the largest realtor in the world. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
You do. You sell more houses than anybody else, so you better have a good sense of this. So, I mean, what I've been told is that they think that a lot of people said the housing market's slowing down, but it's because there's no supply, that they would sell more, but they don't have any houses to sell.
Well, I think that's a large part of it. You know, the new home builders slowed down last quarter of last year and the beginning of the first quarter of this year. And so that's impacted supply. We are seeing fewer sales, maybe, you know, 6-8%. But that's, I think, a reflection in large part to the reduction in supply that occurred. We still have a good market, very good market. And I'm the internal numbers that I'm seeing in some respects are better than last year.
I keep seeing the average price for a home, you know, ratchet up. Admittedly, maybe it's gone flatline here for a while, but according to your figures or the figures that you guys put together, $373,000 pretty much around this area. You get to a point where you say, well, just people can't afford to pay that kind of money anymore.
Well, my numbers are based on strictly new homes sold through MLS.
Right.
So there's a lot of other homes that are being sold, new homes and pre-owned, that are not reflected here in my numbers.
But the point being that they rise to a level that you'd expect at some point, you know, just watch out and say, I just can't, I mean, I'd love to have that house, but I don't care how low interest rates are, I can't afford it.
Well, that will be a reflection of what the income levels are, and of course the part of the metroplex that you're in, there are still some very high average income areas, and that's what a lot of the builders are building for. Land costs are also a factor. So,
I looked at the housing starts figures the other day, and I mean they were through the roof. I mean they were up 30% or so. No, it was up over 12%. But then you look in there, and single families up a little over 4%. Multifamily apartments, and I guess condominiums, up 32.8% month over month. That seems to be where the interest is going now.
Yes, well, I mean, there are just some very, very large apartment developments. I mean, I've never seen apartment developments that large. They're at Midway and 635. There's a very, very large one, and there's others comparable. There was one at Forest and Inwood, a very, very big, still building on them. And I don't know, there's thousands of units in there.
So do you track condominiums, or are you only looking at single-family homes?
Yes, we don't track condominiums in themselves. They are part of the new home starts that we track that our builders build. So we're just tracking new homes that would be reflected in MLS.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we've seen a lot of in-migration into Texas and into North Texas in particular, I guess. But a lot of this has to be a function of low interest rates, right?
That helps a lot, yes.
And the numbers that you came out with, I was surprised to see hotter. Houston seemed to be a hotter market than Dallas-Fort Worth for the time being.
Houston is an amazing market. Those guys down there, they're kind of back to the old West. I mean, they are gung-ho, and they just blow and go, and they tend to overbuild, and then they go south a little bit, but they're always
so
very
aggressive.
So you think
that's it? Is it more aggressive builders?
I've seen it for 40 years. Houston is always more aggressive than the home builders are. And maybe their economy is too, but from a home building aspect, they've always been more aggressive.
You know, one of the changes over the last 40 years that you've been watching it, and I've been watching it a fair amount of that, and I guess all of it, come to think of it, is we've gone away from the individual little, the smaller builders that would have 1 to 10 houses under construction at a time to mega builders, D.R. Hortons and Lennars and KBs and everybody else. And you would think that they would sort of be self-correcting and wouldn't get out on a limb, go overboard on a building.
Well, they did in 07 and 08 and 09. I mean, they went through a very painful period there where their land positions they had to give up, and most of them just really suffered. So
yeah, maybe they learned the lessons.
Their banks tend to, or their financial people tend to hold them back, and that's what happened last quarter last year. So, and they just kind of pulled back when interest rates got up, as you said. Interest rates do affect housing market tremendously.
So what do you send for the rest of the year? Like I say, you've been doing this a long time. You got to close on as many houses as you did last year?
Probably, yes. It's looking, it's a very good year. And still, you know, I don't tend to look at that too closely on an annual basis until I get further down the line a little bit. So, but we're having an excellent year. We've expanded in some service areas, and we're excited about the future.
So where's the bulk of your business and your closings?
Well, you mean as far as
what areas? Yeah,
well, we're all over Dallas, Fort Worth, and as well as Houston, and then we're also in Austin and San Antonio.
But again, are you doing more in Austin, I mean in Houston, than you are here?
No, because we have more builders here.
Yeah,
because it's our home base. So we have 35 builders that we work with here in Dallas.
And haven't lost any of them lately?
We have not. We did lose a small builder in San Antonio, but, you know, small builders aren't really our market. Our production builders are our market.
And there just aren't as many small builders as there used to be. Ben Caballero is the founder and CEO of Homes USA. It's always good to speak with you.
Well, pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.